If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, today I have Jennifer Wilson with me. She is the owner of Simple Scrapper. I'm so excited to get to know Jennifer more. We've just barely met as well, so I'm really excited to dig into her business. She owns an amazing creative business and a membership. So welcome, Jennifer. So glad to have you here.
I'm excited to talk to you. I feel like we've kind of had little tiny interactions on Instagram over the years, but it's nice to finally, you know, get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, so amazing. So before we started this episode, we started talking a little bit about our businesses, but I think where I'd like to start is, Jennifer, will you talk about how you got started with the Simple Scrapper?
Yeah. So in 2008, I made a kind of huge life change. I had been working in Washington, D.C. I had kind of a high stress job. And then, of course, I met a guy who happened to live in Central Illinois. So he had two children who were teenagers at the time. And so he wasn't able to move. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready to make this big change, because I could see like one trajectory for my life that involved a lot of like high heels, black clothing, late nights of working followed by like late nights of happy hour, or I could have space in my life. I could have margin. I could have a really short, or now I have no commute. I could wear sweatshirts and sneakers and a totally different lifestyle. So it was a huge decision. And of course it was, you know, it was bumpy, and I found myself in our bedroom, sitting in like a little chair in the corner with my cat who I'd brought with me. And I opened my laptop and I discovered actually digital scrapbooking first. I don't have the traditional path of creative memories and being a paper scrapbooker. I started as a digital scrapbooker. And then now today I'm a paper scrapbooker.
That is so funny, because we have that in common, because I started in digital scrapbooking as well, because I was coming from design, not the paper scrapbooking world. That is so crazy. So you're in paper scrapbooking now?
Yeah.
How did you transition?
I actually transitioned pretty much hardline when my daughter was born. It's almost like literally I have a kind of a pregnancy and birth album. The pregnancy portion is all digital pages that I printed, and then hard stop, everything after is paper.
Interesting. What, like
in
why?
The same album? Like, I don't know. It was like a line in the sand. I don't know. I just felt this need to create. I remember buying my first like Stazon ink pad and some acetate and doing this like little overlay in those final days before I gave birth, because I was just like, okay, I have to do something to stay occupied, because, you know, I was like miserable and anxious and everything. And so after that, I was like, oh my gosh, it's so great to be off the computer, because I work all day on the computer. And then, so I don't want to spend my leisure time on the computer too. And for some, like, that's great. They don't mind that at all. But for me, I needed more of the tactile experience for my leisure time.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was thinking in my head. I was like, that must have been, you just needed something that felt real and quick, maybe not quick, but felt real. And there is some power in that paper scrapbooking because of that, which is amazing. So fast forward, where are you today? What are you doing?
Yeah. So, you know, if we go back to 2008, I was in that corner in the chair and I started this blog, and I'm like, okay, this could be something. Like, people are having blogs as businesses. And it very quickly, within a couple of years, and it was actually the year before my daughter was born, that I started the membership. So we've been doing this for well more than a decade now, you know, gone through various different platforms and really kind of grown up with this membership as a business model industry, and really decided to, that's what we sell. Like, you know, very once in a while we'll like, okay, here's a class or here's something, but really we sell one thing. We are a membership community. If you want to be inside and get all the best stuff, that's what we do. And if not, if it's not a good fit for you right now, we have a podcast and we have other things that you can, you know, check out on our Instagram and stuff like that.
So who exactly do you serve in the membership?
We serve very specifically scrapbookers. I've intentionally not kind of cast a wide net to like all crafters or things like that. I want to serve scrapbookers who want to have a better, richer, more productive experience in their hobby. There's, we all have the struggle of not enough time, energy, or motivation to create. We buy things, we sign up for classes, and then we don't follow through. So our expertise is on supporting scrapbookers, both digital and paper and hybrid and everything in between, with following through on their own plans.
Yeah, I love it. So do you guys have a system for helping your members do that? Or like, is it more of a like a free flow community?
We definitely do have systems and tools in place. One of our favorite ones is actually a free tool called the Focus Finder. And we can include the link in the show notes for your episode where you think about all the things that you might want to do, including maybe more of those like administrative tasks, like organizing your photos or getting your space organized. And you do a big brain dump and then we help you figure out what's actually important to you. Because maybe that project that, oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe that project from a year ago that you never finished, maybe it's not actually important to you anymore. And so we take you through this process of figuring out what's important and what's exciting to you so that you know what you should actually be working on.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing. So kind of helping them prioritize. Yes. So that they can get that like out of their head, like if that project really doesn't matter.
Yes, 100%. It's all about knowing what your priority is, like not even what you think your priority is when you go through this process. Like, oh, even for me, surprising things bubble to the top. Like, oh yeah, that's actually the priority when I really think about what I care about and what's interesting to me right now in scrapbooking.
So interesting. Okay. So if I wanted to join this membership, like how's the word getting out about the membership?
You know, in the beginning, we did a lot of free events, you know, big things like come join us for a week of Stash Bash. And over the years, a lot of those things actually shifted to inside the community because we felt like we could better facilitate that experience for people who knew the ropes and were already invested in it. So right now, it's primarily the podcast. And I've been so amazed at, you know, we do an intake survey. How did you find us? And they're all podcast listeners.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It is. We're almost to 200 episodes. It's kind of mind blowing. I actually did a members only podcast as a warm up and I did 72 episodes of that before I ever went public.
Oh my gosh. That's
I've been teased that I'm not an early adopter. I'm an early investigator. And then I like firm everything up before I actually, you know, take the plunge.
That's amazing. So fun. Well, it must've been popular. Like those 72 episodes for your members. Did they enjoy it? Oh
yeah, they loved them and they wanted more. And I was like, I can't do more unless we make it more of a thing. It was just kind of one of the things that we offered in the membership. So I had to like build systems around it and figure out, okay, how are we actually going to get this done weekly? I knew I was going to have to do batch recording. So I always like to record a bunch of episodes over a short period of time. And then we can work on the admin for those.
Yeah. Love it. So many of you are trying to start a creative business or you're a designer starting your design business. And before Jennifer and I got started, because I didn't know a lot about what Jennifer was doing in terms of her team and everything, like, and we just kind of exchanged how many people we've got on our team. It's a lot more than you guys would think. A lot of people think she and I just doing it on our own because this is the only face you see or it's the only voice that you hear. But we have lots of people working to help us get our dreams out there. So it really is a business and a job. Mm-hmm. And the thing that sustains it is the way we serve our people. Because it sounds like you really are helping your people not only find their focus, but actually do the thing, the hobby, and get the results that they're trying to get.
Yeah, we emphasize accountability a lot. And really both our team and our members have all come together around supporting one another. I actually had somebody move on to another role recently, and she was a podcast guest, but she wasn't often the face. And then it actually made very natural sense for our two most active members to basically take over and share her role. And so they have become even more of the face, at least inside the membership, because the members already trust them and know them, and they can step up and be leaders and take some of that responsibility off of me.
Yeah, that's amazing. So incredibly good. Kate, if you guys are interested, if my people who are listening here and you are interested in what Jennifer is doing, where can they find you?
They can find me at simplescrapper.com. And I think when this episode goes out, we will have launched registration for our annual planning party. And this is really kind of a big picture thing that, you know, often goes beyond whatever your hobby is. We do talk specifically about scrapbooking, but it's how do we set ourselves up for a really awesome year and not just think about the outputs, but the ways that we're going to support ourselves throughout the year. Yeah. We do these creative journeys throughout the year, habits, organization, storytelling, photos, projects, and planning. And so these are all things that we do that support our hobby, and how can we dig a little bit deeper, shore up our systems, get better accountability in place, so that our hobby is more fun and joyful along the way.
Yeah, I love it so much. Tell me about your podcast. Where can they find you if they want to listen?
Yeah, the podcast is called Scrapbook Your Way, because we really believe that it's all about customizing and personalizing your hobby. You may have kind of grown up in it or discovered it from a certain angle and been told this is how you scrapbook. But today there's so many different options. And even you don't even have to choose one of the options. You can go back and forth depending on what's inspiring you in the moment.
So amazing. You guys, I hope you go check out her podcast, go check out her website, see what she's up to. A membership that's been around for a decade, that's pretty rare at this point. Like, there's just really aren't, and especially one that's in the crafting industry. I've been around the block a time or two, and there's just not very many memberships that last that long. So you have to know it is so good. Jennifer, thanks so much for being on.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.